Thank you for listening to the Transformation Podcast. This is Burl Armstrong, licensed clinical professional counselor, your transformation specialist. In today's podcast, we're going to be talking about procrastination. This will be the first of several series to come. Procrastination is a habit that catches people in a vicious cycle. Often we get overwhelmed, we feel pressure, we struggle with thoughts of fear of failure. Then we try to try harder, work longer, often filled with resentment, often lose motivation. And then guess what? We procrastinate. Then we feel guilty and get depressed. Then we waste time surfing the net or feel greater pressure and guilt and make things worse. This cycle starts with the pressure of being overwhelmed and ends with an attempt to escape through procrastination. I don't know who I'm speaking to today, but I know I've struggled with procrastination, and from time to time, I still do. But I'm sure many of you listening to this podcast today could say that, yep, procrastination is a challenge that you also have. So what can we do to break this vicious cycle at any point? Consider stopping the overwhelmed feeling by focusing on just one task at a time. Choose to work on brief periods, include breaks, and fun in your day. Those are just a few tips. But let's explore procrastination a little bit more. Let's just see what are some of the symptoms of those that struggle with procrastination. I'm about to pose 6 questions. And as you're listening to this question, I want you to do the internal check-in to see if this applies to you. Question number 1, do you feel like life is a long series of obligations that cannot be met? Do you struggle with your perception of time and it's usually unrealistic, so you're often rushed or even late? Are you vague about your goals and values and lack a compelling mission? Do you often feel unfulfilled, frustrated, or even depressed? Do you feel that your self-worth is unsafe and so you're indecisive and afraid of being criticized or making mistakes? Do you find yourself waiting to feel confident and motivated before starting work and becoming productive? By identifying which signs apply to you, you can begin to take corrective action to break the cycle of procrastination. So let's talk a little bit more about procrastination. Let's change this from procrastinating, putting off something till later, to doing something now. So let's cultivate a now habit. Procrastination is a mechanism for coping with anxiety associated with starting or completing any task or decision you define as a threat to your self-worth. So if you want to stop procrastination, the thing is to remove the threat and you'll stop procrastinating and approach your work or your tasks more quickly and easily. So just a couple of nuggets. I want to go back and revisit some of the things that we shared just a few seconds ago. If you want to stop procrastinating, if you want to stop feeling overwhelmed, focus on what you can do now. Choose to work on brief periods and include breaks and fun in your day. This will help you from stop being overwhelmed. This will reduce the pressure, the anxiety, and even the fear. I want you to work on cultivating a now habit. Don't put off for tomorrow what you can do today. And I guess you say, well, I'm so overwhelmed. I got a long to-do list. Reevaluate your to-do list. Shorten it. Think about in realistic terms what you can accomplish now or what you can accomplish today. And whatever you don't get done today, then it goes top of the list for the next day. Give yourself a break. Take the pressure off. You can do it. You can transform the way you think and see things that threaten your self-worth and tap into the greater strength that's on the inside of you. Begin to become more organized. Add a little structure to your day, but yet remain flexible. Because, you know, life does happen, and sometimes things can come and knock us off our square. But just because we fall down doesn't mean that we cannot get back up. So I hope that you've enjoyed our podcast today, and I hope that you would encourage others to listen. Because remember, me and you are not the only ones that struggle with procrastination. So let's stop putting off tomorrow for what we can do today, or even what we can do right now. Talk to you soon. Thanks again for listening.